Not today. Probably by the end of the week we'll get them. So it's a cool deal, though. Yeah.
What was the mindset behind that? Are you a big Skittles guy?
Skittles guy. You know, wanted to do something a little different. You know, I think some of the guys have seen them, but I'll see when they get them in their hand what they really think.
Are people starting to call you Peyton now that you're going into the commercial business?
No, it's the first time I've heard that.
Yeah. Does your family expect bigger Christmas gifts now because they know what you got your offensive line?
I sure hope not. I mean, I'll take care of them, but I hope not. It'll be hard to top that.
Are they getting Skittles too?
It'll be Skittles for everybody.
Yeah. It's supposed to be right there.
Yeah, I gotcha.
Windy and rainy is a possibility for the game. You played in a lot of those games at Northwestern?
Yeah, a few. You know, we played in a cold one this last week. If it's windy and rainy, so be it. I think our guys can handle it. Shouldn't be a problem.
What's the key playing quarterback in those conditions?
Don't turn it over. I think sometimes you see some sloppy games and the ball coming out of guys' hands or going to the other team, and we can't turn it over, especially against the KC team. That's what they're good at. So we got to protect the ball, you know, whatever kind of weather we get.
Trev, I know every loss is painful, but does the KC one sting even more because it was a game that looked like you guys had in hand?
Yeah, I think they all hurt, you know, when you lose. We've had a couple close ones. They all hurt, but there's not much you can do about it. So ready to put our best foot forward and give it our best shot this week.
Think about playing on the holiday. Shaq said he actually been looking forward to playing on Christmas Day, but playing on the holiday, you better win, right?
I think so. I think it makes for a better flight home. So, you know, we'll give it our best go. I know everybody feels pretty confident going into it, so we'll see what happens.
Do you look back on that game film from the last game? You watched that one away.
Sure. You know, it's a good reference point, if you want to call it that. But, you know, I'm sure we'll see some wrinkles, some new stuff, and go from there, but it's a good reference point. The last couple of weeks, I think, are a good reference point for us.
Trevor, what was your comfort level with the up tempo? Would you like to see a little more of that?
Yeah, I liked it. You know, I think we're just doing something to shake off the slow starts, and we got a lot of yards. We just didn't convert those yards to points, which stings. But you know, it was good to get into it. It's good to have that club in your bag, if you want to say that.
Hey, Trevor, the idea of a quarterback managing the game is kind of a big concept. Is that a thing that you even talk about with coaches?
Yeah, you know, I don't really – I've heard that quite a bit. I don't really know what that – you know, if it means not turning the ball over, you know. It gets thrown around a lot. I think it's hard enough to play in this league. So you just do your best, do what you're coached to do. But that hasn't been the message in our room at all.
Trevor, the whole report on locker room divided, defense mad at the offense.
Sure.
As a quarterback, how do you handle that? Do you do anything to make sure there's nothing there? Or?
You know, I didn't. When I first heard about that, I thought something else happened because I didn't, you know, see it as a big deal when it happened. You know, I'll just say guys are emotional. They care a lot about this team, care a lot about winning, and you know, good thing we got some grown-ups on our team. I think we put it behind us pretty quick. So. Not a big issue for us.
Are you guys feeling the pressure? I mean, we're in the situation you're in now to get in the playoffs. I mean, you guys have a Super Bowl chance, but you guys handle it well? Do you think you handle it better than you are right now?
I think there's pressure every week, but, you know, we got to win these last two games. We know that. There's no way around it. So we got the right group to do it with. Again, we're going to give it our best effort this week and see what happens.
Trevor, I asked Jeff Heirmann what you've been like over the course of the year in terms of your development. He said you've been unbelievable. How would you describe this first year for you as it starts to wind down a little bit?
Well, you know, I think I've learned a lot. You know, I paid Jeff a little bit to tell you that. But, you know, I'm just learning a lot. You know, getting used to playing with everybody. It's been good. There's been highs and lows. But I think as a group, offensively, you know, as a team, we're just continuing to grow and get better. And hopefully we can finish strong here coming up.
Okay, thank you guys.
Thanks.